Okay.
Awesome. Welcome everybody to this Leader Spotlight. I'm super happy and grateful that Heidi is here with us today. She's not only an awesome Lifebook ambassador, but also one of our leaders community.
Thank you.
I'm so curious, Heidi, you already dropped some hints that you had a really interesting experience, but yeah. Shall we dive right in?
Let's do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. My dear, please tell me what was your experience about. I heard you had some really interesting students.
Very unique, because I'd been approached by a Lifebook member.
Oh, okay.
And who lives locally to myself. Mm-hmm. And they'd been so blown away by their own experience of Lifebook. And because they worked in a particular profession, mm-hmm. in the healthcare sector, and healthcare sector typically have very, very high expectations, high demands. So they are very prone to burnout and fatigue, because it's constant. And with everything that's gone on in the last couple of years with mm-hmm. COVID, it's exaggerated that even more. Mm-hmm. And he felt that some of the people that he worked in and around would benefit so much from Lifebook, as he had himself.
Awesome.
So he contacted, in actual fact, he contacted John, he contacted Alex, he contacted me, saying, we've got to do something here. Really, really excited. And I thought, okay. And I ended up on a call with John and the Lifebook member, and obviously myself, to explore. And he was highly enthusiastic and said, look, this is a healthcare sector. As it turns out, it's in the mental health care sector. Mm-hmm. Because that suddenly started, I felt very warm towards that, because I've got a family who've got a history of severe mental health issues. And I thought, okay, the universe is telling me something here, as you do, having been through Lifebooks. Okay, I can see there's some connections happening here. So so we agreed that, yes, let's try it. And we were going to do a group of 10 people. And he went and decided who the 10 were going to be.
Great.
In hindsight, that should have sent little alarm bells for me. Because having been an ambassador with Mind Valley Lifebook, going right back before John and Missy were doing Lifebook membership as it is now, you meet people that have been cajoled into it, and or have been, somebody else has told them to come along. And in fact, I gifted Lifebook, when there was a Lifebook gifted, I gifted Lifebook to a member of the family. It doesn't work. So that should have sent some little alarm bells, and it didn't, because I think we were all excited about the opportunity. So
Heidi, just to quickly sum that up, did I understand correctly? So with gifting Lifebook and saying, hey, you should be on the group for Lifebook, it is not working, because it's not coming from the people from.
It's not coming from you saying, I need something. And that's the whole point. You reach Lifebook because you've reached a point or a stage in your life where something is missing. Something is not quite right. And that's why you've arrived.
Super important point to have.
Very, very important. Very important point, which is sometimes if you've used family or friends, to take through Lifebook, it doesn't quite hit the button for them, because they haven't reached the point where they've realized. So I say that should have raised, but anyway, he bought in. It was originally meant to be a group of 10. Eventually it was just 9. One person had to fall away for own reasons, and that's fine. So, and we had a pre-call. I had a pre-call with all 9. He was very heavily involved at that stage.
So he was also working in that field, and it was his colleague.
He was working in that field, absolutely. And so we had a kick. It was pre-kickoff call. It was really because I wanted to get to know the group of 9 and understand their sort of perspectives. And again, that should have raised some alarm bells that says, something's not quite right here. Because at that very group, I said, asked each and every single one of them, Tell me why you are here. Mm. Why have you agreed or come to Lifebook? Why are you here?
Juicy question.
Uh-huh. It's a juicy question. And several of them said, because he said so.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This is not quite.
Is he the boss?
No, he's not the boss. But they have got quite a strong admiration for him. Mm-hmm. And quite a strong connection. So they were there because he'd said it was a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, that also shows trust.
Definitely.
In the yeah. individual, which is very powerful.
Yeah.
So it was a little while before we were going to start the first week. And we'd also agreed that we were going to do one category a week because this group of people are under immense strain. Mm-hmm. And to try and add in two categories a week was going to be too much.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a category a week. And then we did the kickoff call and that went very, very well.
Awesome.
So absolutely delighted with all of that. So that was just really to get everybody in the mood. And then they were going to go off from there to then go and do the first video, watch John's video. And then a few days, the next week, we would be having the dialogue and discussion around, okay, what did you get from that? Mm-hmm. So that was great. So then the following week, we had the health and fitness mm-hmm. week and very, very interesting differences. And immediately you find those that are more vocal, those that are very quiet. And I'm used to all of that. That's not an issue. But I did make sure that every person got to speak. Mm-hmm. And then you start to see the different characters. Mm-hmm. By week two, week three, I'm realizing there's a, I won't say an issue, there's a bigger dimension now to this group than I had perceived.
Okay.
Because their speciality and the part of healthcare that they are in is mental health care, as I said. Mm-hmm. But what does that also tell you? Quite often the people in the profession are people that have got the issues themselves.
Ah. Ooh. Okay.
And then suddenly, because we get into emotional and character week, and it was like Pandora's box.
It sounds like, yes. Wow.
And I'm thinking, okay, where do we? And I wasn't afraid of it. I wasn't in mm-hmm. fear of it, but I was constantly thinking.
Mm-hmm. Heidi, how did you pick that up, that this the people, I mean, of course.
Different conversations, different nuances. Uh-huh. But then I realized that one of the group, it became very evident from the Zoom that mm-hmm. they were in a hospital room.
Oh, okay.
Well, they were in a hospital room for their mental health. But they realized and recognized that Lifebook was important enough mm-hmm. that they wanted to be on the call. No matter the struggle, uh-huh. they realized the importance. Mm-hmm. But they also realized that, and they said as their feedback later on, that Lifebook had made them realize that everything they thought was important wasn't anymore.
Wow. So I'm getting goosebumps.
It had tipped their life upside down, which is what Lifebook does. Mm-hmm. It tips your life upside down.
Yeah.
But I also became aware that, and I didn't realize this until the end, until the feedback came back from a couple of individuals. Because they were at different levels and different elements of the job within mental health care, mm-hmm. for some of them that were maybe a little bit more senior than others, because they knew each other, they didn't feel that they could be as open as they would perhaps like to have been. Okay. They might have been more open had they been one-to-one. They would have been, then they could be in the group mm-hmm. because they worked with each other.
Yeah.
Not necessarily directly, but indirectly, uh-huh. they worked with each other.
Yeah. Yeah. So they had this level of knowledge.
A level of knowledge, but that then also throws up the point of trust mm-hmm. and trusting the group that you're in and with. If you're in with a group of people you don't know, then quite often people tend to open up more.
Exactly. That was would be my question. Do you think they would have opened up also with a group of strangers and not only in the one-on-one?
I think they would have opened up more in a group of strangers, interestingly enough.
Also a nice nugget to take away. Sometimes it's not perfect to have
putting people together that know each other in the same group. Now, of course, in different companies, in different environments, that might be different. Yeah. And I'm not saying that's going to be the same for everyone, but it's certainly a thought process that says if they all know and work together, do they also play together? Are they friends? Is there openness and trust?
On this level, right?
I mean, if you've got a worker and a boss on the same lifebook group, are they really going to be open with each other? Are they really? Possibly not.
Good question to consider.
It is certainly worth considering. And that might be an opening dialogue before you even form the group. All things that I hadn't thought of. Another key point was the person who'd introduced the group to me stayed in the group for the first 2-3 calls because I thought it would add value, but actually it started to add a hindrance.
In what way?
Because they were speaking up before the group and I was, can we just hold a moment? We'll come to any thoughts that you might have at the end. I'd like the group to share their insights, please. And in the end, you know, we were having dialogue and discussion outside the group as well. So I put a stop to that and they stepped away, which was the right thing to do. But interestingly, when they stepped away, a couple of the group stopped coming on the calls as regularly.
So they were there mainly for this person.
So that was the buoyancy for them. Well, it told them something. Every single one, I mean, not all of the group got to the end.
You froze for a split second. Okay, great.
Not all of the group got to the end. That doesn't mean that they won't get to the end. And I would really want to be clear about that because of their workload, because of their own personal pressures, because of their own insights. They will continue at their own pace.
Exactly. They're already on the path. So
they're on the path and it will take them time. And I'm checking in still with all of them. Nice. So how's it going? A couple of them I don't hear back from, but that's fine. But there's several of them. There's three of them that I had one-to-ones with out of my own time because I just felt a fabulous connection with them. They live locally and built a relationship.
And so were you meeting it physically or in Zoom? When you say they're living locally.
Well, I've met two of them face-to-face. In their own home, well, one of them in their own home and one of them in a town near me. And that's really just to help them with processing through the emotional category and the character category and some of the depths of their own trauma and their own emotional past, which is why they're in healthcare, which is why they're in mental health care, because they've got a connection to the very people that they're trying to help. That doesn't make me in any way an expert. I'm far from it, but at least I had an understanding and no fear of what might be the unknown to some.
And that might be the secret, right? To really connect on a deeper level, because you understand them, they understand their clients. There's this area, like you said, it's you're not afraid to touch into points.
And at the beginning of the very kickoff call, you know, a very, very heartfelt for me. And I said, my family were your patients. And I thank you for what you do for them.
Another time goosebumps. What an opening. Wow.
Because it's true.
And I
had the goosebumps at the beginning of the sessions, but I could equally see their own journeys, which was fabulous but hard, very, very hard. One of the other challenges I had with one of the group was they couldn't see the past John being Hollywood man.
Heard that one before.
And I said, if only that were the truth. If you met him, you'd see far past that.
Yeah.
And you'd see somebody with absolute gift of this journey. And that's the point, is the journey. Mm-hmm.
Did you find a way to make this person get behind it? Or what would you see would support not having this Hollywood feeling?
I think feedback for John and Missy would be really lovely to have something that doesn't look quite so polished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For some audiences.
Yeah.
But equally, just and a couple of the other groups said, "Oh, I don't see that."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then just occasional little reminders of things that John had said about things that had cropped up, where he'd gone into his own meltdown. Mm-hmm. Which all of you understand and appreciate. That's what you experience, and that's what your clients are experiencing. That's why you're helping them. Yeah. And John did too. But I could almost see them thinking, oh, yes, but that was simple because he's got lots of money. Well, money doesn't make any difference.
No, exactly.
Money makes no difference. And, you know, and we had a little bit of that dialogue and discussion. The other thing that cropped up quite a lot was John said this, and you could see the feathers being ruffled by something that he said. Mm-hmm. And then I'd say to him, what did John actually say?
Mm.
What did he actually say? Because I'd taken the time to script what John said. Because I realized by about the third, fourth category that there was going to be a value in this. Mm-hmm. So I had it scripted, and then they said, John said such, such, such. And I literally skimmed down to find the bit they were talking about. And then sometimes they'd say what he'd said, and I'd be looking at it thinking, yeah, that's exactly what he said. Yeah, that's brilliant. Mm-hmm. But quite often I'd be thinking, that doesn't quite sound right, because I knew, you know, having gone through it myself, and I'd glance down, what did John actually say? Mm-hmm. And then somebody else would say, well, I heard this and I heard that. So you start to get, yes, you each hear something different. And when you listen to it again, you'll hear it different again, mm-hmm. because you'll get a different nuance and a different take on it. Mm-hmm. And you'll be in a different mindset and a different day. And so go back and listen. But let me just tell you what he actually said. And then I'd read it out word for word.
Wow.
And then you'd see a couple, oh, my goodness. You know, mm-hmm. oh. And some of them would then come on the calls and say, I heard this the first time. So I went back and listened to it again, and they actually made themselves do it.
Look at this. Awesome how you opened that possibility to just visit and
yes,
listen to it in a aware and close way. Wow.
Now, one of the group, two of the group, I would say, if you'd said to me at the beginning, who's not going to get to the end? Mm-hmm. Who's going to fall away? I could have given you two names. Mm-hmm. The two people that I ended up meeting.
Were these two?
Both finished.
Wow.
Both got to the end, and yet their own personal journey mm-hmm. was at the depths.
Wow.
And I since had a dialogue with the person who'd brought the group to me in the first place, and I said, mm-hmm. did you know and understand that some of this group have got mental health issues? Mm-hmm. And he said, no.
No.
He hadn't realized or appreciated that that's quite where they were. And he said, would it have made a difference? I said, yes. I said, because I would have started differently.
Mm-hmm. How would you have started differently if you would have known?
I would have been more prepared. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I would also have done check-ins to make sure that they were in the right space and place mm-hmm. to go through.
Yeah.
One of them didn't finish. Was also in a similar space and place, mm-hmm. but she is continuing, but she's doing it at a much, much slower pace of time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was just very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm glad I've done the group, because the irony of all of this comes with having done Lifebook and certain categories that are very, very strong for me at the moment. One being spiritual is mm-hmm. is a very strong category that I'm doing a lot of things in at the moment. And I sat at the end of it all. I was exhausted. I've got to be honest, I was absolutely exhausted. At the end of what was 14 weeks, I was absolutely exhausted with it. Long term, my mind was constantly thinking, what can I do? How, you know, because you do. And I sat and said to the universe, why did I get this group? I've done mental health all my life since a child. Why did this group come to me? And then the answer came. Because there's people in your family that need you right now.
Wow.
Whoa. And that's my mum-in-law, who's now 100 years of age.
Wow.
Has got retrograde amnesia. She doesn't know who she is. She doesn't know where she is. And she asks the same question. What happens next? What happens next? You're 100. What happens next? You go next stage of your journey. But of course, I'm going through all sorts of depths of learning. And I suddenly realized that something I was reading gave me something I could gift to her, which was a prayer from God in Neil Donald Walsh's book, Home with God, which I'll openly advertise to anybody. There's a prayer in there for somebody ending their life or coming towards the end of their life. I read it to her literally on Tuesday this week. And it's calmed her. It's like it's, she may not remember it within 5 minutes, but somehow it gave her a mental calmness. And she said, I resonate with everything you've just said to me, because the answer is there's only one thing you need throughout your entire life, and that is love.
Oh, Heidi. Wow.
Oh, my. And she has loved her her son and her grandchildren all of her life. And I'm thinking, is that how she got to 100? Is that
the secret?
And then she said, oh, yes, and forgiveness. And I thought to myself, that's something you personally have learned literally in this last 3 months since this amnesia has started. She's forgiven something from the past, and now she seems to be calm. And I thought, and because my husband has been going through mental turmoil because of his mother, so he needed my support, and then somebody else in the family got something going that needed my support. And I suddenly thought, this is why. And now that's taken my spiritual learning to an even greater depth.
Yeah.
So that was what came back to me from this group.
Wow.
Because it's not just about being a life book leader and taking people through it and thinking, oh, that's lovely, that's great. They're all on their journey. It's what's this giving back to me to take me up an even better level for me, not for another group, for me the person.
Yeah, exactly. Guiding others through it, I also feel it brings you to a depth where we've not been before.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's about the sharing, about the being in connection, being on this journey together, but being the one that is kind of lighting the way.
Yes.
Exactly.
And like if there's something you're feeling a little bit uncomfortable about with the group, what is that? Because that discomfort is something you've got to work on.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah,
it's a good the Life Book Leaders program, John said you better have your life book dialed in. Well, you can't have your life book dialed in because it's a lifelong process.
Good point.
He's like, 25, 30 years in. And most life book leaders might be, 5 years in, 6 years in at most. So you've done it and you've learned and you've understood it and you're elevating your life. Have you actually got life book dialed in? No.
No,
you haven't, because there's something always to learn.
Yeah.
Every moment of every day.
Yeah. And maybe it might be good to switch that and having the life book lifestyle dialed in, which is constantly around choosing.
So you're constantly making choices and, and thinking to myself, oh, I've just covered 5 categories because I've just done something in, because that's how your brain's working.
Yes, exactly.
Which anybody on my connection calls knows, because they always say, what's your question today, Heidi? And by the end of the call, we try and work out who's covered the most categories in one thing. It's a bit of play. It's playful. But yes, that's what it's about. What little nugget have I just gained for me? not just for them. So it's been hugely powerful. Mm-hmm. And one of the group, and it will become part of the little showreel. Showreel's not the right word, but like a video that I will then put it out as a marketing point to not just aimed at healthcare, though. I want to make it will be healthcare, but it's any it's any care, and it's about caring for yourself, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You also worked in care, no?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I've been a carer all my life.
For your
because
family,
I was a carer for my mum as a child.
Yeah.
In because she had mental health care problems. Mm-hmm. So I've always done that, but no, I've never been in care, but you know.
I remembered from one of the support calls that you mentioned. Yes. Oh yeah, care area.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, remember that one.
Mm-hmm. So it's a natural thing that I give to people is to care. But it's not a profession that I work through. So I can't comprehend the profession and what they go through every day. Mm-hmm. That must be harsh. It must be hard. But then there are many sectors that are hard too.
Exactly.
But of course, you know, with healthcare, you're trying to essentially save somebody's life in whatever way that is. But in some ways, that's what we're doing as leaders too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're saving somebody's life through the gift of helping them appreciate their life.
Yes.
But one of the group that was the one that I didn't think would get to the end, she created this little mini 4-minute video clip of her flicking through her handwritten life book.
Wow.
With all of the stickers and all of the things that, she, you know, she's got Disney stickers in there. She's got stickers of cats. It's whatever helped her to feel better about herself. And at the end of it, she said, I've never done anything like this for me, ever. And suddenly she's flicking through with some music of a song that resonated with her. And then she starts singing along with the music. Wow. And she's got a beautiful voice.
Man, Heidi, another goosebump moment. What's happening?
And she's flicking through it. And you just think to yourself, that's what this is all about. That's what this is about.
How powerful.
Yes. So that, you know, and it touched my heart. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was given that group.
Wow.
That's why I was given that group.
Heidi, I'm super grateful for you having this experience. That's really, wow.
Just to say, they weren't gifted life book. They all had to pay. Originally, the intention had been that the person that had come to me was going to get funding. But the funding was going to come from a particular group that funds all sorts of things within the healthcare sector. And then I find that what they would want, because I said they must want a return on investment. What's the return on their investment for giving the funding? Well, they'll want to do a little show. They'll want to do a little show reel at the beginning of any marketing that gets done, of any webinar that gets done. Okay. And what would they want to cover in that? And the answer was, well, to highlight their pharmaceuticals, their drugs. And I sat back and I looked at them and I said, can I see John being comfortable with that? No. Yeah. Would I become health and fitness first category? Oh, let's just market some drugs first. I don't think so. Let's not go with the funding. Let each of these people pay for the program.
Okay, great. Yeah.
So that was another interesting one. If you're going to get funding with any sectors that's going to fund their people to go through it, what's the pay? What do they want for their money?
Yep.
Awesome. Does that sit and fit with the life book lifestyle and the life book story?
Exactly.
No, not and in this case.
And sometimes it's not about, right? Like we mentioned before, money is not solving everything. So taking this snippet of video just to get the money. No, guys, we gotta stay to our to our values.
If somebody's not investing it themselves, then they are less likely to be invested.
Exactly. Not as committed.
They won't be as committed.
I also heard that from another leader. They were offering the life book journey to couples.
Yes.
And they started asking the couple, so the second person from the couple,
yeah,
to also pay at least a bit, so that this, so they found that even, yes, a bit is already helping to really have them being engaged and being,
yes,
committed,
exactly,
to their journey. Otherwise right,
you've got something, one that wants to be there and the other one's being pulled.
Exactly. And then again, it's like we also said in this call, right? If you,
yes,
don't want to,
exactly,
really be there, and if it's not coming from yourself, then
yes, exactly,
what is this for?
Yeah.
Wow. Great insights and gold nuggets here in this call. Heidi, I would be curious also to hear, what was your very favorite moment of the facilitation? So I loved how you shared the challenges and how you overcame them.
My favorite,
besides this awesome video at the end, of course.
Well, that was certainly a huge highlight. But I think realizing that two that I thought would fall away, were actually determined to go through. They were determined to get to the end, no matter where they were on their personal journey and the struggles. And the one that was in a hospital ward in their own private room, coming on the calls every week, bar one. And that was just because they couldn't that particular week, but they'd wanted to. And they were reading what they'd written with such poetry. And that wasn't the one that had done the little video clip. It was the other one. That they were my nuggets every week, because I'd be thinking to myself, what's going to come up this week?
Yeah.
What's going to come up this week?
Wow. Yeah, we can only watch.
And of course, some of the others were asking, you know, tell us what you wrote to one of them, because you're so poetic. And then one of the others would say, I'm not as good as you at writing like that. No, you're good in different ways.
Exactly.
Don't compare yourself. That's the whole point of life book. You're no longer. And one of the others that I thought was struggling, well, they weren't struggling. They were struggling through it. But I've connected with them and I asked them literally this last few days, how have you been getting on? Because we finished in March. Mm-hmm. How have you been getting on? Because I keep regularly checking in. How's it going? What's going on for you? And they came back and just in one little tiny paragraph of like two sentences, they'd mentioned four categories. So it's sunk deeper for them than I think even they gave credit for at the time.
Yeah.
That's priceless.
It is. Yes. Seeing actually how this unfolds, right? How
it is. It's just that's the highlight, even with the sort of the low energies, the highlight is these little things that crop up all the time. And then one that will crop up, but then later on you think, so, oh, that's fed this one. And you just see that constant growth. Mm-hmm. And you can't compare growth to your own, because their growth was in some ways way lower than perhaps my start point, or my start point that I've forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've been going through the life book journey and you've been going through cycles of it, you sometimes forget quite where you came from in the first place.
Yeah.
And there's a gift in that as well.
Yeah.
That's totally reminding incredible. Yourself of how far you've come, of how much you've grown.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Heidi, I'm blown away by all this. So good. I love how you're sharing also this experience. I think there's a lot to learn from.
None of them went through mastery.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't surprise me. They're not ready for that yet.
Mm-hmm. Are you planning on getting back to them at a later point?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I will keep, because I'm checking with them in with them, or most of them, all the time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm actually going to leave it probably until early next year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that they've had what will be a year of journey.
To integrate, yeah.
Of thinking about it and building their lives up and getting themselves to their next level.
Yeah.
And then I can check back in again.
Awesome. So are you mentioning mastery already, or is it really that you say, okay, I'm not talking about it, I'm having these regular check-ins, but leaving?
No, I do mention it, just not in a direct way, but mm-hmm. Because some of them talk about, you know, making something, and I say to them, think about your strategies. Mm-hmm. Think about how you're going to be working on those. Thinking mm-hmm. about how you're going to elevate those. That's what mastery does.
Awesome. Yeah.
But that's as much as I, you know, it's not no. about me then mm-hmm. trying to say, come on, let's do mastery.
No, exactly. Just planting the seeds.
Plant the seeds and mm-hmm. just remind them.
Awesome.
One of them said, I miss the weekly calls. And I said, that's what membership does for you. And actually, you're there with a far wider community mm-hmm. that may be able to offer more insights and help. Mm-hmm. But again, it's just an open statement that's left yeah. there.
Yep. Awesome.
Yeah. But they have got to do their journey first.
Right. Yes. Each and every one of us has their own pace. And
yeah.
when we're ready, we feel.
Exactly.
Now's the time yeah. to move on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Wow.
So a fabulous journey.
Really. Sounds like
a tiring one.
Taking a lot of it. So, but yeah, if I understood correctly, you use the advertisement and also planning to stay within that target group and open to another round.
I don't necessarily want to stay specific just to that
healthcare
group,
part, right?
healthcare mm-hmm. part, mm-hmm. Because I'm not specific to healthcare. Mm-hmm. And if you'd said to me from the leaders program, what's my target market? That wasn't it, mm-hmm. which is why I kept thinking, so why did this come to me? Why did this come to me? Mm-hmm. But the sort of the little film reel that I want to put together, mm-hmm. Which will talk about the healthcare sector and why the group got formed mm-hmm. and why the group came together and then have this little it won't be a 4-minute clip, but it'll be a little extracts of her video, mm-hmm. Is to show people that this is just about caring for yourself.
Yeah.
Because yeah. it is about, I mean, for this, it was about self-care in healthcare.
Exactly. If we care for ourselves.
Which is what we actually called it. It was self-care in healthcare.
Nice.
But this is about self-care in any profession.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all about you.
Exactly. And we get better people when we start with us. Then it
exactly.
Ripples.
Exactly. So, yeah. Awesome. So it's opening out, but it's about people realizing I've hit that point. I need help.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And there's lots of people don't put their hand up for help.
Right. That's also the part, being true to ourselves and actually admitting, hey, it's okay.
Yes.
If I ask for help.
Yes, right? It is okay.
So many of us are having this feeling of, no, I'm a fighter. I need to do it alone. No, right. We're in it together. So same also with the leaders program, right? That's where we have the activity feed and where we are here in this community.
Exactly.
Sharing, caring for each other.
Yes.
Yeah. Using that space, using that group. All these brains, right? Having the brilliant ideas together. So
And what's the collective power of all those brains?
Exactly. Guys, where can we go, huh? A million lives. That's the plan.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much, Heidi. I really appreciate you sharing all this. Is there any final thought you would like to share with the leaders community?
Give your all to the group that you're taking through in sharing as well when it feels right. It's not about, oh, I did this and I did that, but just share. You know, I sometimes on the call, just something would come up that I'd been reading the night before. Somebody would suddenly say something and say, oh, that's interesting. Last night I was reading such and such. Mm-hmm. And this part just stayed in my mind, and I share it just at that moment in time. Mm-hmm. And suddenly someone says, oh my goodness, where did you get that from? What's that book? Where? Mm-hmm. Let me go and have a read of that. And it's just dropping those little insights.
Yeah, trusting the intuition. Huh?
But not telling a story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just drop in the little nugget that something that you've seen or heard or read just that moment before, almost, that just glides into that dialogue. Awesome. Because that's just about raising consciousness and awareness as well. But yeah, give your all, because the group deserve it. And you deserve it in what you'll get back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Heidi, thank you so much. Would it be okay if leaders have questions if they reach out to you?
Yeah, of course. Always.
Wonderful. Great. Yeah. Then, yeah, I highly appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And with this, I'm going to close the recording.
Okay.
Wonderful. Great.